When it comes to Christmas, it's not all about presents, cards, and the Christmas number one. Many charities release their gifts, Christmas cards, even now adverts on television to tell us all about their work and encourage us to make a festive donation or perhaps even start giving on a more regular basis. Now, Guide Dogs are one of the charities with some new adverts for Christmas, and to tell us more, we have with us Jane George from Guide Dogs. Jane, thank you for joining us.
No problem, it's lovely to be here.
Now, let's talk a little bit about these adverts then that are on television. Tell us a little bit about them.
Television advertising at Christmas has become the norm, and particularly for charities. There's lots of pressure on other ways of acquiring donors because of changes to regulations. So we have invested much more heavily in TV advertising in recent months, and I'm happy to say it's very successfully. But we particularly wanted to do a Christmas-themed advert this year. So we've done one called Boxing Day, which is one of our more intrepid guide dog owners go swimming in the sea on Boxing Day.
Really? What? That's very brave of them. I take it they don't take the dog with them.
No, the dog watches, although you do see the dog splashing in the shallow surf, but there is someone on hand to take care of the dog while the owner is free swimming.
Okay, I have to say, my guide dog Quigley, I think, would be in the water following me if I had to do something like that. So you've got this sort of Christmas theme going then. I suppose it kind of shows really the fact that, you know, having a guide dog can allow people to do pretty much anything, even swimming on Boxing Day.
Well, that's exactly the point. And we've changed the focus from our ad to being just about the puppy's journey in terms of the training it does. And whilst obviously that is enormous impact in terms of the difference it makes, we've tried to tell the story the other way around. So tell the story from what the blind or partially sighted person wants to do on Boxing Day rather than the story of the puppy in training. And we found that that's been very engaging because, of course, the main aim of these is to recruit new sponsor puppy donors.
And you're looking for people, I would imagine, then to be more regular donors as well rather than just the one-off donations, which are equally important.
Exactly. We have cash appeals and we will be sending out our cash appeal to the donors that give to us at Christmas. So that's happening as well. Sponsor a puppy is a regular gift. So people normally give by direct debit. And we can then, of course, plan very carefully because we know that the money's going to be there. So it gives us assurance as a charity that we can rely on those donations.
Now, you mentioned, Jane, there have been a lot of changes in terms of regulation for charities when it comes to fundraising. Has that made things a little bit harder? Are you having to get more creative now?
Well, we've had to switch the way that we do things and change lots of back office processes, which I won't bore your listeners with. But essentially, we've invested much more heavily in television because it means that the consent that's required to contact our donors is there right up front when they first engage with us, rather than you know, some of the channels, direct mail for instance, are becoming reduced in volume just because the Data Protection Act is preventing us from contacting people in that way. It has been harder, it has been tougher. Yes, we've had to be more creative. It's slightly more costly for charities too, because obviously we've got the cost of the regulator and the extra cost of making sure we're able to store and maintain people's permissions so that we are legal in everything that we do.
And if we go back to the advert then, you know, that there has been a lot of focus obviously on the dogs and the puppies, as you said, from previous campaigns. But it's good to see, you know, people can actually get a better idea now of, you know, what differences a dog can make to the individual, whether it's going to work, going out to play, socialising, etc. Do you think that makes a bigger impact when people can really see the difference to the individual rather than the dog?
Well, we had our famous Dave and Quint ad for a long time, which was primarily about the dog and the change and the training that Quince went by to accompany Dave on his life journey. This time we did an ad in 2016 called Who Knew, and that was about a guide dog owner on the waiting list. So somebody who had been affected by sight loss in middle age, but had overcome that with the support of Guide Dogs, the organisation, and eventually his own guide dog. So it was really, really satisfying to go back to the donors that had responded to that ad to say, look, here's Paul now, and here he is with his guide dog. And that was only possible thanks to you. So it was really nice to have that kind of full circle. And the initial responses that we've had to this Christmas ad have been really, really positive.
And as you say, great to let the donors see that, look, it does make a difference, and here it is right in front of you.
Yeah, that's the beauty of a cause like Guide Dogs, because it's so tangible and visible to be able to demonstrate the impact of people's donations.
If people would like to learn more then about Guide Dogs, Jane, about the charity and about making perhaps donations or getting involved as a volunteer, how can they go about doing that?
Just go to guidedogs.org.uk and everything you need is there on the front screen. You can sponsor a puppy, you can make a cash donation, or indeed you can let us know that you're interested in becoming a volunteer. So that's guidedogs.org.uk.
Jane, best of luck with the advert, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you, Alan, and Merry Christmas to everyone.